Page 98. Read. Mayor for a day.
Marcy was nervous. She was the winner of the Mayor for a Day contest at her school. For one day, she would be the mayor of her city. Marcy's mother drove her to the Glenview City Hall. "You'll probably walk around with the mayor," her mother said. "Watch what he does and take notes. You'll learn a lot." Outside City Hall, Marcy met Mayor Wilson. To her surprise, he was holding a beach ball. "Congratulations, Marcy," he said. "Keep the city running smoothly. You'll work hard, won't you?" Marcy nodded nervously.
"I'll do my best, sir."
"Then I'm going to the beach. Mr. Clark will be your assistant today. Goodbye." It was a busy morning. Mr. Clark took Marcy to the new city library, which was about to open for the first time. Marcy cut a celebration ribbon and made a short speech.
"Citizens of Glenview read books every day," she declared. "Reading makes you smarter."
As the crowd clapped, Mr. Clark tapped on his watch. "You have a meeting in 10 minutes with the president of the Terrific Toy Company. We want them to build a factory here in Glenview. Many people could get jobs there."
"Let's go," said Marcy.
In the mayor's office, Marcy spent 1 hour talking to Hilda Hansen, the president of Terrific Toys.
"I promise you that the people of Glenview will build interesting and creative toys," Marcy said.
"For such a young mayor, you impress me," said Hilda. "We'll start building our factory here tomorrow." As Hilda drove away, Mr. Clark ran up to Marcy. "The garbage collectors are unhappy," he exclaimed. "There is too much garbage to pick up. They want more workers. What will we do?" Marcy realized that she wasn't nervous anymore. She thought for a moment and then snapped her fingers.
"We'll start a recycling program," she said. "That will reduce garbage. They won't need more workers."
"Great idea," said Mr. Clark. After lunch, Mr. Clark ran into Marcy's office.
"You have a city council meeting in 5 minutes," he shouted.
At the meeting, the head of the city council looked worried. "The playground equipment at the city park needs fresh paint," she said. "The park needs new flowers, but we have no money for extra workers."
"Do we have money for ice cream?" Marcy asked. The city council members looked confused. "I will have a news conference today," Marcy explained. "Next Saturday will be our first Glenview Volunteer Day. People can volunteer at the park and enjoy free ice cream. The citizens of our city will paint and plant and get the job done."
"Wonderful idea, Mayor Marcy," the members cheered. At 5:30, Mr. Clark thanked Marcy for her hard work. They walked to the front of City Hall, where Marcy's mother was waiting. Marcy got in the car and stretched her legs.
"Did you have fun, Marcy?" asked her mother.
"I did," said Marcy.
"Who knows?" said her mother. "Maybe you'll be a real mayor someday."
Marcy smiled.
"Maybe I will," she said.